The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Adam Harris is with me in the meantime, though, the founder and CEO of As I Am, to talk about this Autism Friendly Towns initiative. So it sees As I Am join forces with PTSB to launch the initiative, and it encourages communities across Ireland to become accessible and inclusive for autistic individuals. Adam, I guess the implication in that is that they're not necessarily accessible at the moment. Is that it?
That's precisely it. And indeed, in recent As I Am research, 86% of autistic people in this year's Same Chance report said they did not believe that they had the same chance in Irish society. Nearly half said they didn't feel safe when out and about within the community. And over 40% said they felt they'd experienced discrimination in the last 12 months on the grounds of being autistic. So I think sometimes a complacency can set in. We've certainly seen a sea change in terms of awareness of autism in recent years. A majority of us now recognise we know someone who's autistic. Many of us will point to the fact that someone is autistic in our family or extended family. But awareness doesn't always equal understanding and acceptance. And that's what this initiative and this partnership with PTSB is all about.
So accessibility, it's not just kind of around sensory issues or what have you. It's about kind of how different patterns of behaviour have to be accommodated for as well.
I think when a lot of people at home think about accessibility, they probably think about physical access. But the barriers that prevent autistic people from having the same chance to live, work and play in the community tend to relate to communication, how we give, get and understand information. Predictability, knowing what's going to happen next or where I'm going and how I can prepare and respond to that. The sensory environment, as you mentioned, which can be experienced very differently by autistic people, and critically, the judgment and attitude of other people. Indeed, one of the things we did in As I Am this year was an attitudes to autism poll. And when we talk about autism, we're talking about invisible differences. So we told three stories, a young girl, Jane, going to the cinema, a young man, Ben, seeking to access the workplace for the first time, another young man, Liam, on his way to college. And we described the day-to-day differences and experiences our community members would encounter. And what was very interesting is we see the work that still needs to be done. Mm. So almost half of the Irish public thought it was okay for a customer to approach Jane, Jane's mom, and ask her to be removed from the cinema because she was overwhelmed. 39% said they'd be unlikely to give Ben a job because, for example, he didn't make eye contact during the interview. So it shows there's a huge amount of work to be done to get, I suppose, this awareness converted into action and applied to real life scenarios within the community.
Are there certain mountains that are harder to climb than others then in terms of accessibility? You know, I give it an example off the top of my head as I was thinking about it before you came in here. I mean, somewhere like trying to navigate the Gaelic grounds on Saturday evening with kind of 45,000 screaming fans, for example.
I think certainly there's some environments that can be particularly challenging for our community. I think often when we talk about inclusion within Irish society, what we actually really mean is permission to enter. And we don't really think, does the person have the same opportunity to fully enjoy the experience as other people? Our Autism Friendly Towns initiative, which was launched in 2018 in Clonakilty, we're now in 40 communities right across Ireland. 5 have become autism friendly. And I suppose we're showing people how you can apply these changes in practice. So that might be in the sports ground, having a quiet space people can go to if they're beginning to feel overwhelmed. It might mean if you're a sporting organisation or a social organisation in the town, creating social opportunities for autistic people who can always often be excluded from those experiences others take for granted. If you're a branch like PTSB, it might be looking at, are the staff within our branch and within our bank trained to be able to interact with people who are autistic or who may have communication differences?
Mm. And I guess a lot of these things as well, I mean, the problems often seem insurmountable until they are surmounted. And it wouldn't be that long ago if you had suggested, listen, you've got to incorporate movement breaks into the school day and all these kids are going to have to be taken out at different times and different needs have to be accommodated. And I'm not suggesting for a moment it's some sort of kind of utopian picture in our schools. But certainly all of that work is now happening that people maybe only a few years ago would have said, that's too much hassle.
And I think sometimes we need to take a step back from these conversations because maybe people are listening at home and saying, well, 1 in 20 people are autistic, 95% of us aren't. But if you actually take a step back about the sort of changes we're talking about, clearer communication, respecting different ways of communicating, making the world a little bit more visual, ensuring our environments are calmer and more predictable, enabling people using pictures and other imagery to know what to expect when they're going somewhere for the first time. Who wouldn't like if communication was clearer? Who wouldn't like to know what to expect? Who doesn't want the environment to meet our needs? So by putting a lens on autistic people, what is essential for our community can very often make for a better community for all.
And listen, what's positive about this conversation is that it's a positive initiative as well. While so often on this show and elsewhere, we're talking about kind of paucity of services.
Absolutely.
And I know you get into that as well in the report that you cited as well,
yes,
that you looked at, and you're well across all this detail. Can I ask though, as somebody who's working in it for so long, and so immersed in it. What's your sense as to why that problem is so persistent?
So I think what we have seen in recent years in Ireland is a failure to sufficiently prioritise disability services. You know, I often say in Ireland we're fantastic at writing policy and we're very poor at implementation. Mm. So if you go back to the turn of the century, Ireland passed some of the most progressive legislation in the world around supports for disabled people in school and in the community. Our problem is we've consistently failed as a state to meet the legislative obligations arising from that. If you look at the Epson Act, which was never fully commenced, that was about the rights of children within school. If you look at the Disability Act, where repeatedly the state is failing to actually assess the needs of autistic children and then follow on with services. So I think we need to take a much more coordinated approach on this. In our Same Chance report, as you referenced, we saw a reality where a majority of people, and this is over 1,500 people, had to go privately to access assessment. 69% weren't receiving any support from CDNTs or Children's Disability Network teams. What we think needs to happen, I suppose, is a really significant focus campaign on training, retaining and attracting the therapists we need within our system. But also in the meantime, we need to recognise that for both autistic children and adults, people are having to go privately for services that they should by right get from the state. We need to bridge that gap. And critically, I think one of the things we are looking at positively is this desire to see us put our therapeutic supports into schools. But again, we need to see the detail on that. So what we really need to see is improvement around implementation. And the best way the state can achieve that, and very often what's missing in all these conversations, is by involving autistic people and families in the design and delivery of services.
Because whenever we talk about this, we get texts in and people will suggest, you know, but politicians don't care. And I've often said on this show, I don't think that's true. I've spoken to enough of them to think that they really, really do. Yet at the same time, those failures happen in terms of implementing policy. And I just wonder why you think that continues to happen. They're aware of the problem and yet, you know, that it continually falls down at the implementation picture. I mean, that Disability Act is two decades old at this stage.
And I think, you know, we can look to examples of the past to see why we are somewhat in the place that we're in. So I think everybody in theory is very supportive. And I think there is a desire to see change in this area. But during the recession, you know, we had a moratorium and services collapsed. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw therapists, you know, moved out of the vital supports they were delivering into other work within the community. We're now going into uncertain chartered waters in the world more generally. And we need to make sure that disabled people aren't left behind. We can't be an afterthought. We need to see the rights of autistic people at the centre. I also think we need to recognise a very positive thing that's happened in recent years is there's been shifting demographics. So 1 in 20 people in our community now are autistic, 1 in 20 children of school going age, and services haven't kept abreast to that. Too often what's happening as a result is a rise in misinformation around autism and a growth in stigma again. And that's why this initiative is important, because, you know, if you're only 5% of the population, we need to make sure everybody in society prioritises this issue and sees it as a human rights and equality issue. And partnering with a bank like PTSB is a great way for us to bring that message to the mainstream. And I suppose if people are listening, there's so much we can't control around this issue, but we can all make our communities more inclusive. We have 40 towns on this journey. And if you go to asiam.ie today, we'd love to hear how you could go on this journey with us as well in your community.
asiam.ie, it's the Autism Friendly Towns Initiative with PTSB. Adam Harris. Adam,
thanks so much, Kieran,
for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.